Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, a number of anonymous threats against schools have been reported recently, not just here in Western New York, but also across the nation. From your past experience as a captain in the Buffalo Police Department, and even in your role with Vista, how much of a concern are these recent strings of threats being made, especially with the school year just a couple of weeks old?
Well, they are very concerning, Brayton, simply because they require a response. And what we see a lot of times is that students are making these requests to disrupt the school day, and they become not only disruptive but costly. They become an area of concern for law enforcement that has to respond to these things. So, you know, police departments now take these threats serious, and they will investigate them to completion.
How are these anonymous threats to schools investigated?
Well, utilizing a number of methods, you see local police departments as well as state, county, federal agencies utilizing a lot of investigative tools to get to the root of where the threat came from, whether it's phoned in or what you're seeing in a lot of cases now is social media threats being posted. But as anonymous as you may believe you are online, that's not necessarily true. There's a digital fingerprint left in almost every one of these cases, and law enforcement has become really good at finding the source of these threats.
How difficult is it in a certain case like we saw with Clarence High School earlier this week with just someone finding a random message on a sidewalk right near the school?
Well, in today's day and age, with the amount of video surveillance that's present, not only on businesses and schools, but as well as private residences and even dash cams, chances are good that there will be some evidence recovered that will give the police an idea of a possible suspect description and or places for them to focus their investigation on.
How can departments discern what is credible or isn't credible with a certain threat?
Well, every threat is taken as being credible, and it's not until via an investigation that law enforcement really determines whether or not there's any credibility to it, but it's really those partnerships between the schools and their local law enforcement agencies that allow them to get quickly in front of these things, investigate them, and then make a determination as to whether or not further steps should be taken by the schools.
And when we hear that there will be an enhanced security or police presence as a response to a specific threat, whether it was we saw with Clarence or Niagara Wheatfield, what does that all mean? And, you know, what may entail that type of response?
Well, again, anytime that there's an incident that happens, whether it's a threat that's received or there's a lockdown for some reason that occurs, the additional police presence serves a couple purposes. Number one, it does provide for additional resources should something happen at the school, but also it serves as a calming factor. It shows that the commitment from law enforcement, the commitment from the school district in ensuring the safety of the students and the faculty is the highest priority for every school district here in Western New York.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.